Thanks, Don. Thank you, Don, Joan, and Jimmy. And thank you all for being here. Now, how would you like to be the last poet after all these people? This wonderful, wonderful lineup of people. Okay, here goes. I can do it. Okay. Joan mentioned, if you look on the orange bio sheet, the very last link in the bio of me is to this poem. The publisher decided to put it to music and to pictures. And it's kind of neat. It was completely unexpected. So if you like it, link to it, and you'll see the whole dazzling thing. But I'll read you the poem now. It's called Carousel. I who want speed, tumble and crash. Struggle to right myself. Ponies bow down, ivory teeth bared, nostrils spread wide. I roll to my left, creep to my knees. Ponies spin on, edges blend and blur. Angels and cherubs watch my body go down again and again. Ponies rear back, painted hoofs rise, blank eyes stare. Full circle mechanics, fuel whistles, and horns, plexiglass hearts. Wounds will heal, swellings recede. Scars will be pink but not pretty. Unlikely roses, roses as bruises, on limbs and on lips, and ponies spin on. Thank you. I'm going to read some new or newly published things tonight, although there's one that's in one of the books. The books are over there. Actually, I have four. I have to redo my bio, Joan. I have a new chapbook. This is a brand new poem, as yet unpublished. It's called 40 Abandoned Cats. Sometimes you find a phrase that just strikes you. And I saw this somewhere, 40 abandoned cats, and it got me going. So few ways to pool across the broken surround. An overcast afternoon, Pittsburgh sprung green again, stretching sadness into a poem. Yes, the cats, the cats. But on the trails, the loss of trillium has allowed slugs and other invasives to take hold. And what of the aging beauty, surveying the landscape of her face, flexing her limbs, stretching her spine? Remember her to Saks Fifth Avenue, which could always restore her soul. They closed down and left town. Remember Saks Fifth Avenue. I've lately begun a series of what I call portraits, actual people that have been very interesting people to me. This one is called Bonnie Lynn. The burning yearn to be the singular self, unlike him or her or them, not another identical clamshell or duck that walks, talks, and is a duck, no hardworking worker ant, sly city mouse, or other pretty face. No cow in a herd or drop in an ocean trough. One Bonnie Lynn, holy, whole, single, separate, insistent, gazing at the blooming moon with unpuzzled eyes, guarding the memory of other summer moons, a thrilling bike race won, fireflies and a porch swing, Brother Larry and Cousin Ruthie, Danny next door, yet so far away, Uncle Al, in from Buffalo, his big, bald, sweating head, his happiness cooling off in their above-ground pool more than many, many summers ago. Thank you. This is another character portrait poem. It's called Uncle Louis the Apostate. His hard, square head instructs hands as tools to touch every edge, direct every move. He steps up and smells the morning. His unblinking eyes define the wide, the flat, the round, the rolling. His ears register soft or scream. He tastes his jelly honey, gag spits away bitter herbs. His game's the here, the now. He draws fat black lines around the universe and smiles. No goosebumps, not much pity for cousins Brad and Otto, even less for you. He ponders only for fun. He knows everything. This one is called Cousin Joel, and this one is in the voice of Cousin Joel. I love. Cousin Joel. My funny middle name, Shamul, plus the baggage of a beautiful mother, pesky little brothers, me, so hungry, so tall, so thin, so smart, at once the ache, the double down blues, to leave or stay, not my call to make, so I go. Prep school, Ivy League college, cold along the Cascadilla, and where's my dream girl? In the wrong church. My car, can't make it up Windbreak Hill. My hair, in the sewer system. My specialty, to wit, my wit. Daddy's a bounder, a dirty old rounder. His chin's always covered with foam. I've oft heard him mutter while stretched in the gutter, my God, it feels good to be home. No money in poetry. No poetry and money. An okay prescription, an RX medical school. Carve a niche, ride with the herd. Don't bite my back, brother, and I'll have yours. So many holes in the ground, depositories for the dashed. A dirty world we daddies got to live in. This poem, Joan mentioned Randyland. This poem is at Randyland this week. This is in the Pittsburgh Poetry House at Randyland. I got to get over there and see it. It was originally in Upagus. It's called Spring Fever. So we're going to Randyland, and anybody else wants to come, okay? Spring Fever. The desire in the old man's mind is a stone anchor that keeps his bony feet tethered to the home place, dirt and all, to own the first intruding green he sees, the almost gold that should burst to green during his daily watch. He must not miss the moment. Fears it may come forth at once like sudden water, pouring, seamless. His craving appears each spring. He suspects this must be by design, simple and meant to be, the way morning overtakes the brightest moon. Otherwise, he would be able. Unpossessed, he would turn away, free to leave the garden. Obsession. Okay, now I'm going to finish with my daughter's favorite poem. This is an old one, and this is in Orange Fire. It's called Heaven. I have a few poems about heaven, but this is one of them. Heaven. I hope to kiss both my grandmothers, who I have missed all my life, to have them cradle and comfort me, as curled in their arms and no longer numb, I can cry. I cry as I am rocked back and forth and pass between them. My grandmother's hands stroke my skin until the ravages of life that have branded me are healed, and I am pink and tender and new as first wildflowers. Then my grandmothers croon the truth, a cadence simple and sweet, and at once the onion skin layers of mind papering are peeled away, and the confusion that reigned shoots high and away and scatters, buckshot confetti swirling in ice blue air. At last, unscarred and clean, I understand. I know why one soul was born lean and blessed, supple and strong, Joe DiMaggio, and sent to this earth on the exact same day as Jimmy Jones, who I remember at our door each June, blind and nodding in unmatched plaids, come to tune the old player piano. Everything is explained. my grandmother's tenderly place each note of precious truth in a hollowed green melon carved into a basket I can carry. And we are blown home completely, and all is just as it should be, and never until this moment was. Thank you.